flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Cakes, Ole the goalie's going to be on the show today.
Love that. Caps royalty.
Yeah, we haven't
right
talked
there
to him in a while.
Olaf Kolzig.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to talking to him.
Where's he from?
Ole Kolzig is German.
German. Yeah.
He's from Germany. Played for Germany in the Olympics, I believe.
Mm.
If my memory serves correct.
Yes, yeah, so we'll talk to Ole the goalie. They're doing an Eras Night. It's their third Eras Night where they turn back the clock at a Caps game. So that's coming up February 1st. So Ole's going to join us to talk about that. Comedian Sam Morril's going to join us at 9:25. He's going to be at the Warner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we'll open up the entertainment page, EB, which is driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right. Love BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam, general manager. She'll take care of you. I promise. Check out all their inventory at BMWFairfax.com. I was at a light yesterday in the X5, and I was going to turn left, and I guess I didn't inch up enough,
okay.
And I turned, and I went thump, thump. I hit the curb.
I hit the curb.
I hit the curb just turning left.
Yeah.
Because I, you know.
Old man move right there.
And it's just like, oh, my God. I'm telling you, I'm a wheel killer.
You're a rim scraper.
Yeah, I'm a rim / wheel destroyer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Curious. You've done that many, many times.
Hey, curious.
I scrape my wheels all the time.
So back when you were a Corvette owner,
yeah,
you used to talk about if you pulled up to a light and there was another Corvette guy, they would give you a thumbs up or
you
a
drive
head nod.
By, it's definitely a thing.
Does that happen with the BMW?
No one cares. There is some. I'm telling you, there is something.
The Corvettes, yeah.
It's definitely a thing. Like Corvette guys or... Like motorcycle guys,
yeah,
you know.
No, Corvette owners. I know my, she's deceased now. My mother-in-law's boyfriend had a Corvette, and they'd go to like shows, and I happen to be one of these. Kind of like look at other Corvettes.
Valdez and Drabby go nutty when we don't do the EP. They go nutty.
Why?
You brought up the story.
Valdez is, well, I know.
Valdez is
goes
Rick
nutty
today, but he's tired of.
But
mostly
collating the stories,
yeah, JP,
and not doing
like
it.
Crams in a story because or whatever a thank you segment, and it's just it's
bum rushes the EP.
Yeah, it's just never a full
right,
segment.
We don't have to go on to it.
By the way,
right, let's
Cakes,
do this.
Ole Kolzig, he's not from Germany. He's from South Africa.
He's born in South Africa.
Okay. German parents, but
okay.
From South
all right,
Africa.
By your standard.
But who did he play for in the Olympics?
He did play for Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do
German
an impromptu, and then we're going to do a you got to guess who the artist is.
Impromptu hit or hurt.
Impromptu hit or hurt.
Love it.
You get two parts. You got to guess the artist, and then you got to say hit or hurt.
Okay. Well, that's how we originally did hit or hurt, because you don't want to be biased.
Correct.
Because I can be biased.
Right.
Trust me, I can definitely be biased.
New single just released.
New single. If he said, this is a new one from The Fray, you'd be like, oh, hit.
I might be in.
Yeah.
But if you say it's like...
Is it a popular?
Sounds kind of hurt.
Is she popular?
Super popular.
Very.
I think I know the artist.
It's not Carrie Underwood.
I think it's Alanis Morissette, but I could be. No? It's hurting.
I think it's hurting as well. I'll go Gwen Stefani.
It's very hurting.
Lady Gaga.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I think it's a miss.
I'm not a fan.
Now, she can make anything.
Is that a live performance?
Yeah, she debuted her new song because she does have a new album coming out.
Apparently, she needs time.
Well, she needs time to redo the song.
Do you agree? What do you think?
She's a much better singer than that live.
I would love to hear it gets how it gets all the magic produced? Dust on it in the post-production
right.
in studio.
It needs some.
Remember, Valdez, though. He thought Beyonce's entire album was like the greatest album
Cowboy
ever.
Carter. It was very good.
I mean, he swears.
It just sounds very unremarkable.
I trust his golden ears.
You do?
Sure.
This sounds like, I don't know, if we all went karaokeing and somebody's wife got on stage, yeah. We'd be like,
she's an amazing
okay.
singer.
I know,
I'm
she's
not critiquing
great.
The singing, critiquing the music. I don't like
I mean,
it.
Both.
Yeah.
Off tune a little bit.
I don't know. The singing's unremarkable to me.
The singing's unremarkable, and the song stinks.
Yeah, the song is
what I'm obsessed with.
It's particularly bad.
The music.
She's very talented, but this.
All she needs is time to leave it all behind.
This.
Do you agree, Valdez?
I can tell you
want to like it.
No, I'm intrigued.
You're giving it the benefit of the
doubt. I'm intrigued by it, but I don't. Like, there's no.
Is
it supposed to be a breakup song?
Like time country? What is that?
I'm
like
not
time
intrigued
healing
by that
stuff?
That's, one bit.
I don't know.
It's
never want to hear it again.
Not
actually.
Bad romance.
It's not good.
Oh, it's not poker face. It's not paparazzi. Those
you
are smashes.
Are you going to pull up one of the sillies?
I mean, those
doesn't
are
even
so
compare.
Good.
Or no. All right. So apparently Nirvana, and I didn't even know this is a thing, you could still do a Nirvana stage surprise reunion at a benefit concert for the Fires Cakes. So I guess, obviously, everybody without Kurt Cobain, so I guess you had Dave Grohl, you had...
Chris Novoselic. Well, that's it. There's a three-piece band.
They don't
do a
hologram.
They had a whole rotation.
Tom Brady gets hologrammed on pregame shows.
The holograms are so dumb.
They do
They're
a
so
hologram
bad.
Of Tom Brady? I thought they did holograms of dead people.
Didn't they do some wacky bit where they...
I think they did a hologram of Brady at some point.
You mean
point.
In this...
They like beamed him in.
You mean they make him look like he's in the studio?
Yes.
Yeah.
And did they try to act like it was him?
They
tried to play it off?
They look over to him and he's not there.
No, I think they acknowledged it was a hologram, but.
Yeah, it just looks that way.
You got to find that clip for me. I need to see it.
You never saw that?
I don't watch those talking losers.
You don't watch the pregame show?
I don't either. When I see them, it makes my brain want to explode. When I see Gronk talking, he just sounds like a meth head, just spouting off, and he'll never stop talking. I want to throw a rock at my TV.
All right, so they had Pat Smear. You forgot him because he would sometimes perform. You don't know Pat Smear is one of the. I think
his name is Pat Smear.
Yeah, I thought he was doing a gynecological reference.
Pat Smear bit. That's a terrible stage name.
I'm surprised you don't know him because I know who that is.
Oh, like, I know exactly.
I think
who
I've
Pat
heard
Smear.
The name, but I don't know.
Pat Smear is in.
I think he's been in a bunch of different bands.
Okay. No, Dave Grohl's band. What I'm sorry.
Foo Fighters.
He's in Foo Fighters.
That's a horrible stage name.
All right, so anyway,
what if it's his real name?
He looks like an Indian. He looks like he might be Native American.
He has some sort of ethnicity to him.
Okay.
What's his real name? To say there, you're on Wiki.
George Rutenberg or Rutenberg.
Pat Smear better.
So Katy Perry performed, Dr. Dre performed.
See, Pat Smear's deal is he just stands. He doesn't move. He just stands in place. And he won't move. Like a guitarist go up and down the
stand. He'll just stand in the same spot.
Just stands like
yeah.
this. Yeah. He can play, but...
So you this had is all great. The other this is Dave Grohl's singing their song.
Yeah, Joan Jett was singing. This is Dave Grohl's daughter, Violet, I believe. Doing all apologies. I will say the funniest part about the whole Fire Aid performance, the whole 6-hour show, was Red Hot Chili Peppers. They did a performance, and
were they wearing socks on their dongs?
Their guitarist was in Fruit of the Looms on stage.
Was it Flea?
I guess, yeah. He had navy blue undies on stage, just bouncing around at a charity thing for everyone's Pacific Palisade house
bit.
that went up in flames.
That is a bit.
I'm sure Valdez checked. Is he holding?
Is that
I couldn't tell.
Is that John Frusciante or is that?
I don't think it was Flea.
Okay,
didn't look like Flea.
Well, you know John Frusciante. You would know him if you saw him.
I guess.
What? Surprise! I'm not
the biggest Chili Peppers fan.
I didn't
we know this.
I didn't
documented.
Know Pat Smear's name. I just know what he looks like.
Yeah.
What? Where was the that concert?
Oh, was it the Kia Forum?
Oh, it was okay.
All right. I saw this story a couple days ago. I wanted to do it, so I'm glad that Valdez put it in here. Can you imagine? Maybe we talked about it when it was found, but. Some dude was just going through, and I guess it was an art collector, just going through like some garage sale or something.
This is gonna upset me. He found some sort of priceless piece of
Van
art.
Gogh.
Oh, he did. Jeez.
And he bought it, I think, for $50.
Okay, what's it worth? Priceless.
Well, I don't know. I think they think it's gonna go for multiple millions.
I think they said it, it's. 40? Was it 40? I think it was 40.
I thought it would be more than what I saw.
See,
but it was still a big number.
That is the only thing that would get me to like. A yard sale
to
or a garage
find
sale
a Van Gogh.
To maybe find like oh I found a Rembrandt.
But how would you even know?
I wouldn't
because
that's the problem.
They didn't know, yeah. And apparently they had to do all this analysis. And I'm not even certain that they're certain it's a Van Gogh. They think it's a Van Gogh. It has his style of brush stroke and everything.
Okay.
He's using the color palette and everything he did. And I think one of the clinchers was they found. I guess Van Gogh was a redhead. And they found a microscopic red hair in the canvas.
Really?
And so that's kind of like a clincher. It makes all the sense. And he's got red hair.
He bought it for $50, and they're saying the painting is $15
million. Oh, jeez.
Imagine.
That's
no,
the
but
dream.
I think the guy that found it sold it, and now a third party is putting it up for auction.
Oh, so the guy who found it sold it for, he didn't sell it for $15 million.
No. But he sold it to like an art dealer who would then now sell it.
Got it.
Or like some sort of third party that's into that
okay,
thing.
Okay, got it.
You know what I mean? And then it was up, the person that bought it was not 100% sure it was a Van Gogh, but gambled that it was a Van Gogh.
Well, that's a good gamble that's paying
that's
off.
That's the way I understood it.
But
I mean.
The only way I would know is if Van Gogh signed his name on the bottom.
Did it say what he got for when he sold it to the art dealer?
No.
Because I don't even know Van Gogh's style.
Like, I need to go to a yard sale in Pasadena and stumble upon Edvard Munch's original Scream painting. Like, I don't think that's going to happen, but that's what I need to stumble upon.
You're going to laugh, but I think Valdez knows who they are. I follow these guys, and there's quite a few of them, but I follow this one couple in particular where they go around to garage sales in Florida,
okay,
and they buy Scotty Cameron putters that they find.
That's very specific.
No,
very
specific. But like, especially in Florida, they'll go to retirement communities and all these old donks are about to die. And they have the garage sales and they'll see $1,000 Scotty Cameron for $20. Or,
right.
I mean, it's crazy.
Like some dude bought a $200. You think $200 for a putter at a yard sale is a lot, but the putter's worth $4K.
Oh. Yeah. And the guy's got a collection of a couple hundred Scotty Camerons.
That's impressive,
and then
I guess.
They auction them. They actually sell most of them. They've
hit upon a market.
Yes.
That's smart.
It's really smart, too, in Florida. You just go to Florida retirement communities.
Yeah.
And they all have golf carts for sale.
Yeah.
Freaking golf clubs.
Valdez is booking a trip right now.
Yeah, he's going.
You know who I'm talking about? There's a really homely couple.
I don't know if I know the couple, but I definitely see some dude that's going around buying like Big Berthas.
Yeah.
Out of a plate against sports.
But he specializes in Scotty Camerons and Bettinardis.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
That's what
and what? What's the second thing you said?
Yeah.
Does anybody want my nubby Nike Cameron. Clubs?
Do you know a guy?
Those things actually have value.
The slingshots?
No way. Used clubs. There's a market for used clubs.
Yeah.
No, you'd be stunned.
I wouldn't
be stunned. Like, yeah, no, something. So, you wouldn't think. Like your nubby little Nike slingshot, like wedge.
What
or
about
something?
A Sasquatch 50, driver?
You probably get $50.
Hey, I guarantee you. I guarantee you can get a lot for the Sasquatch because it's discontinued and it's illegal. It was deemed illegal.
It's also deemed butt ugly in one of the ugliest clubs.
Yeah, they're not
in
great
history.
Looking.
The square
they're not great.
One?
No, I don't have the square one. Oh. We got a different.
You know
variation.
Who didn't have to buy his Scotty Cameron? This guy, because he gave it to me.
Yeah, Scott Cameron awesome. Gave it to himself.
And you also turned down a dinner at the French Laundry or whatever with the guy that created.
Yeah, Thomas
it.
Keller.
Yeah, Thomas Keller was cooking.
You're an onk.
Yeah, I know. I probably botched that. But I did get a free Scotty Cameron putter because he liked me and he hooked
did
me.
Did he put your initials
you haven't
on it?
Sold it
yeah.
yet?
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't
you
sold
shocked
it.
You haven't Dude, sold you
Oh, that thing could be sold for a lot.
Yeah. You should sell that.
Well, I mean, like I need a putter.
Just get a regular putter. You
go to Golfdom.
Yeah, Golfdom's got a million putters.
It's not going to have my initials
put
on it from Scotty.
Put that one on Scotty. eBay and get 5K.
You have a lurch size putter where it's a broom style like Adam Scott and
no,
it comes up to your waist.
Five,
it comes
no.
up to your knees.
I used to have one of those. It was Odysseys, but I don't have it anymore.
You used to have a counterbalance.
Odyssey, who can tell?
Yeah. Remember coming up
yeah,
at 9
they're
o'clock?
They're changing the name again.
Only the goalie joins us at 9 o'clock from the Washington Capitals. Don't go anywhere.